Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Big brothers, big sisters of the Sioux Empire is looking for male mentors to match with kids. There are currently some 40 boys on the waiting list. The goal of the program is to change the lives of children facing adversity. And joining us now is the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Sioux Empire, Jamie Gates. And Jamie, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. Great to be part of your call today. Thank you.
How long have these boys been on the waiting list?
It varies. We have some boys who have been on the waiting list for a short time, but unfortunately, we've had some boys who have been on for several months, and some are looking almost to a year now. And so it's just really imperative that we can find a male role model for these boys.
What is the age of the boys in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program?
The ages range from 7 to 14, and so it varies of what those 45 on the waiting list are, but it ranges in from the 7 to 14.
How does this process work with the boys? How do they get involved with the program?
A lot of times the boys are referred. Most of our kids come from single parent homes. We have several of our boys have parents who are incarcerated, and we have a lot of kids who are from low income families. And so they get referred from schools, from the counselors, from social services, and that's how they become part of our program.
And how are they then matched up with mentors?
Mm-hmm. We have our mentors fill out a questionnaire of what their interests are, because we find the longevity of the match really makes an impact on the child. And so we want to make sure that we take the time and match our littles and our bigs by their interests, because then we know the match will last longer, and that's what makes a difference in the life of that child.
So, for example, if one of the boys is really into football, you find someone mm-hmm. who's at sports, or maybe they're you know into music and are a musician. You maybe hook them up with someone who's a musician as well.
Definitely, and we had someone who was part of a musical group, and one of our littles was into music, and it was just amazing. That instant bond they had because we took the time to match them on their interests. Exactly.
What is then the commitment of the male mentors mm-hmm. in the program?
Yes, we ask for a minimum of a year commitment and a minimum of 4 hours a month. And so they can work together and decide what that looks like. Whether it's a Saturday afternoon, they go out in the community and do something together, or maybe they meet weekly. We leave it up to them that works best with their schedule.
Are there certain qualifications that you're looking for in the male mentors?
You know, anybody can be a positive role model in a child's life. It's just somebody who has the time and can give of their time to make a difference in the life of a child. So it doesn't take a lot to become a mentor.
And why is that mentorship important for these kids? And I don't know if you might have some concrete examples from some of these matches.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that statistics show, you know, we've had it shows that kids who are in the program are less likely to skip school, more likely to obey their parents, more likely to stay away from drugs and alcohol if they have that positive role model in their life. A lot of these kids don't have that guidance in their life to tell them right from wrong and to bring them back to, you know, the right things to do. And so we have statistics that prove it makes a difference in a child's life if they have that positive mentor, that positive role model.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with Jamie Gates. She's the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Sioux Empire, and they've got some 40 boys on their waiting list looking to match them with some male mentors. I think that maybe someone who might be interested in becoming a big brother might be hesitant because of a perception that they need to be perfect, that they need to be some sort of superhero. Is that the sort of thing you're looking for?
Absolutely not. They do not have to be a superhero. They just want to have the time, because that's what these kids, it's not about money. It's not about spending money on our littles. It's about having the time. These kids really want that one-on-one relationship with someone that they don't have. You know, a lot of us grew up with mentors in our lives and didn't even realize it. And these kids don't have that. And all it takes is having that time to give to a child.
Now, you mentioned that you're with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Sioux Empire. What cities are involved with that?
Yeah, we have an office in Sioux Falls, Watertown, and Mitchell. And then we, about within a 30-mile radius of those communities, are the children that we reach.
A basic question here for maybe there's someone listening who's interested in becoming a part of this, becoming a Big Brother. What should they do?
They can visit our website at bbbsse.org. It stands for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Sioux Empire. Or they can give us a call. It's 605-334-1632. And the website, they can learn more information, or they can just give us a call, and we can talk about what the opportunities are.
And we'll have a link to that on our webpage as well at sdpb.org. Help walk us through this. Say someone goes to the website, signs up, and say, "Yeah, I want to be a male mentor." What happens then? What's the next step for them?
Absolutely. Then they work with our case specialists. They come in and do an interview, and like I talked about the interests, we go through a questionnaire and find out what their interests are, if they're looking for a specific age of a child to mentor, and then we go through and match them up with a potential little, and they have the opportunity to meet the little and their family, and make the decision if it's the right match for them.
I was wondering how difficult it is to make that right match.
It can be challenging. And there are times that we have kids on our waiting list because we haven't found that right match. Mm-hmm. Because it is imperative to find the right match to make, make the impact on that child's life. We don't want to make a match that doesn't fit, because then it might not necessarily, they won't be able to follow through. And we don't want that match to close. We want that match to thrive. And our goal is to have that match, a minimum of a year commitment. But we've had matches that have gone on 10-plus years. And that's what we like to see, because we have kids and their mentors who form bonds for life because of the match was made by those interests.
Is it more difficult to find male mentors than females?
Unfortunately, it is. We see that women volunteer more, and so that is why we are so challenged and have so many boys on the waiting list, because we have less men volunteering, and because we welcome female volunteers as well, because we continue to get young girls applying to be part of the program as well. So we always are looking for big sisters and big brothers. But just unfortunately, for a while now, and currently, it's been all boys on our waiting list.
I'm wondering do the boys know that they're on a waiting list?
They do. The kids know they're on a waiting list and that we are working to find the right match for them.
I'm thinking that must be somewhat heartbreaking for
them. Absolutely. It is. And that's why we don't like to see that they're on a waiting list. And so, we've had, siblings who apply for the program together, and we match them separately, and we've been able to match maybe one sibling and are waiting to get a mentor in to match the other sibling. And so they can see that their sister is having this match, and they're out in the community doing things with their big sister and seeing what goes on, and they really want that for themselves as well, and we want to give them that. And so it is heartbreaking.